Sagt Eilige Mishnah Weiter, Masech des Meises, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Anoitel Zeisim min HaMatan. What is a Matan? It's a place where they would pile up the olives. Some say it was a bar, others say it was a large keli. And the olives would sit there for a couple of days. Pressure builds up, it gets hot, and they would become soft. Afterwards, when they would squeeze out the oil, it was much easier to do. So, Zakta Mishnah, Noitel Zeisim in a Matan, if someone takes out olives from the Matan, the place where the olives are laying over here, before they were squeezed out for the oil, Toivel, you can dip these olives, Echad Echad, one by one, b'melach in salt, v'oichel, and eat it without taking off maestros. Wait a second. Let me think. One of the six things was salting it. That's what we said, cooking it or salting it. So how could he dip it in the salt and then eat it? So the Mishnah is teaching us, as the Batnura explains, that melach, salt, is not kovela maaser unless you put two together and salt them. But if you're eating it one by one, there's no kvias. However, v'im malach, if he just salted many olives, v'nosan lefonav, and it was put down in front of him, chayim, he can't eat any. Meaning to say, until he takes off from the maasers. Really, why not? Why can't he just hold them in his hand and continue to eat them one by one? Dip them into the salt one by one and eat it. What's the problem? Here's the lamdas. According to Rabbi Eliezer, whether you can continue to eat achilas aroya or not from the zeisim depends on one thing. If you pull out zeisim from a maitan, can you put them back or not? If you can put back the extra ones you don't need, so we say, even the ones you are using are part of a collection of zeisim that are loy nigmru malachtan. But if, for whatever reason, when you take out the zeisim, you can't put them back, they're not part of those zeisim that are still getting ready to be squeezed. So the ones you took out are nigmru malachtan. Once that happens, game over, so to speak. You can't eat achilas aroya from it anymore. Therefore, Zok Rabbi Eliezer, if the person taking it out is tummy, and he's taking it up in a maitan hatar, and he salts them chayiv, you have to take off maestros, because you can't put them back. But uminatame, if he takes out any zeisim from a maitan that is tame and salts them, pater. You know why? Halt Rabbi Eliezer, neshu machzer, as a maestro. As long as the ones you don't use, you're going to put back? I say the ones you did use are part of the pile that's still inside the matan, and for all practical purposes, it's loy nigmru malachta. The Chachanim, according to most Shitas, disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. They say, look, even if you can put back the rest, if you're taking it and salting it, it becomes a whole different parsha. And therefore, if it's more than one at a time, you have to first take off maestros. So, chazing over our Mishnah, if someone takes zeisim from the maitan, zeisim are sitting here in the maitan, we want them to get soft before we press it. Just take one by one, salt it, even though technically salting is one of the six things, but not if you're doing it one by one. You take two, then you have to take off maestros. Rabbi Eliezer holds, it's totally in something else. Can you put back the zeisim after you take them out? Can you put back the ones you're not going to use? If you can, then whatever you take out, even if you salt them, it's still part of what's in the vat. And that's Lenigmru Malachtoi, and you can still continue with Achilas Aroy. So therefore, it comes out like this. If the person happens to be Tamei, and the Alu Zatar, and he managed to take it out in such a way where he knows for sure he only touched the ones he took out, but you can't put back the ones you're not going to use. So automatically, it gets cut off from the main base, from the olives that are in the vat. It has no shaychus with those olives that are Lenigmru Malachtoi. The olives in your hand are Nigmru Malachtoi, and that's it. You can't eat it, says Rabbi Eliezer, without first taking off maestros. On the other hand, if you're tummy, and the olives in this maitan are also tummy, so you can put them back for all practical purposes. No damage is done. They're tummy anyway. So then they stay part of the zeisim that are in the base, even though you took out a few to snack. And even if you salt them, says Rabbi Eliezer, not a problem. You can still eat it without taking off maestros. The Chachamim disagree. They say even if you could put it back, once you salt it, you can't eat it without taking off maestros.